On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, octogenarian sisters Betty and Mary Lee Siegel grew up and still live on Kroger Avenue on Cincinnati's east side. They share some of their memories of that street and their family with Kristen Woosty, their first cousin once removed, who also lives on Kroger Avenue.
Can you tell me a little bit about growing up on Kroger Avenue right across the street from where I lived?
Well, at the time when you were there, it was when we were growing up, it was Grandma and Grandpa Woosty, plus their 10 kids. And I was maybe 2 or 3 years old when we came to Kroger Avenue. And Mom and Dad, then when the house became available that we're living now, they purchased it. We were ever since.
That's a pretty long time.
Yes.
Mighty long time.
And you still live there now. Mm-hmm. And then I live with my parents across the street. And I can remember going over there every Sunday over to Marge's house or Gert and Sel's house and having Sunday dinner every night growing up. And I think that had been going on for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Forever.
Everybody, all the kids went over there on Sundays for dinner. Started off there, and then when Grandma and Grandpa were deceased, then Marge started having it. And you remember anything more about?
Well, they always went there, and then every Saturday night, they had pinochle game. All the aunts and uncles, they get a pony of beer. And I used to go around sampling everybody's beer.
How old were you when you were doing that?
Oh, I don't know, about five or six. I don't know. They'd play cards, play pinochle till almost midnight, and then we'd have a big feast, have sandwiches and stuff like that, you know. And it was fun. And I finally learned how to play pinochle, too.
We're a card-playing family, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
And a beer-drinking family.
And a beer-drinking. Don't forget the beer.
A strong German tradition.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, and Grandma, she would drink a beer, I think probably the first of the year. She'd have a beer and a cigarette.
One for the whole year.
Yeah, for the whole year. Yes.
Mom would drink a beer. Your mom
would drink
would
one
drink
beer.
A Bock beer once a year.
Once a year. Just for good measure.
Mm-hmm. Well, during Lent, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I think you used to have chickens on Kroger Avenue, right?
We did. We raised them up in the barn up. It was up, used to be up on the hill. And we'd have to run around and catch a chicken for Sunday dinner. And then we had the pleasure of taking the, what do you call them?
Feathers?
Feathers. Feathers off.
Feathering them.
Get them ready to be cooked. That was always a pleasure. I hated it.
Once in a while, after Dad chopped the head off. Sometimes the chickens we get away, and they'd be running around the backyard with headless.
but it was fun, and well, we still live on Kroger Avenue. I guess that's where we'll die too. So,
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.